The London public taxi cab exam is widely held since its inception in the mid-19th century to be the most difficult non-academic exam in the world. Now, I think that is a statement made by academics to hold on to their place as doing harder things. For the knowledge, as it's called, includes mastery of more than 320 different routes through the London streets, and understanding of the basic history and location of more than 20,000 streets and public sites. Knowledge boys and knowledge girls routinely spend between 2 and 4 years riding around on little motor scooters, mastering the knowledge. Back in the fall of 2015, a young and technologically minded London City Councillor made the audacious suggestion that the exam be done away with. For, as he said, all of this knowledge could now be looked up on Google, and that a good GPS system could guide the next generation of London taxi cab drivers around those streets better than their own memory. Blasphemy, the rest of the council said. It is tradition, this knowledge. And moreover, the knowledge is a vital public service that London taxicab drivers provide to the rest of the world. The knowledge is a vital public service. Knowledge also seems to be at the core of Jesus' teaching in today's gospel lesson. For those of you who were able to maintain focus, as Glennis read very well the tortured grammar of the end of today's lesson, I in you and you in me and all of that, you will recall that Jesus says at the opening of this prayer, "And this is eternal life, that they would know the one true God and Jesus Christ whom he has sent." Right there in the heart of today's gospel reading is the core of John's gospel, the answer that the disciples and we latter disciples have been waiting for. What is this eternal life, we ask? And Jesus sums it up simply. Eternal life is the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ whom he has sent. This has been a theme throughout John's gospel and is appropriate for us to look at today. Today being the last Sunday in the season of Easter, the last Sunday in which we celebrate in a very specific way the resurrection of Jesus and the eternal life that waits for us. It's also, for those who keep track of such things, the last Sunday in this lectionary cycle where we'll have anything to do with St. John. We'll go back to the gospel according to St. Matthew next week and stay there until the end of the church year in November. So if you've enjoyed John, today's it. If you have not enjoyed John, today's it. But from the very beginning of John, at the beginning of the gospel according to John, knowledge has been the key. In the first chapter, John says that the Christ came to those who were his own and they did not know him. As Jesus is gathering disciples during the earliest part of his ministry, the conversation that they have includes classic lines like, "Lord, how did you get to know me?" When Jesus encounters key figures in the Gospel of John, the conversation is about knowledge. To Nicodemus, "Are you a teacher of Israel, yet you do not know these things?" Over and over again, from the beginning to this point, much near the end, the core of John's teaching about the nature of this eternal life offered to us all is knowledge. But what he never seems to answer is, how do we go about getting it? The portion from Acts of the Apostles today suggests to us that the way we come to this knowledge of God that is eternal life is not by looking up. See what I did there? It's an Ascension Day pun. Or by looking it up. Countless generations of Christians have turned heretic by suggesting that there is some kind of intellectual knowledge that can be looked up or passed on or discovered or disclosed that saves. No, the knowledge that Jesus is talking about, the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ whom he has sent, is rather the kind of knowledge that is gained by experience. Perhaps by 2 to 4 years of riding around on a motor scooter during or through the streets of London. Right, you say, Art, this is easy. We know the whole deal about finding Jesus in the world, about going out into the streets and seeing Jesus in the face of those whom we encounter there. We do that routinely. We have checked off that knowledge box. But it's not that simple. Perhaps you've wondered thus far in the sermon, or if you know the story about this London taxi cab knowledge, why does it take 2 to 4 years to learn all of those streets? Certainly, 320 routes to 20,000 different streets and sites is a large amount of knowledge, but in a different framework, that's roughly the equivalent that it takes in a language to become functionally fluent, and lots of folks do that in 6 to 8 weeks of immersion. What is it about London streets that requires nearly 4 years? Now, I'll have to admit to you at this point that I've never been to London, so I'm only telling you what I've read. But it seems to me that London is something worse than Houston, and I have lived here in Houston for about 3 years, and I will also confess to you that I don't know the streets any better than when I got here. Oh, I'm sorry, someone was repeating down there. I thought they too were confessing. It's all right, you can get around without knowing the streets too well. But what I do know about the streets so far is that they're always in flux. I had to text Erica this morning when I got to the church that San Philippi was closed below Sage. For a moment, I didn't know how to get to church. Figure out a different way. But in that respect, this knowledge that these taxi cab drivers get about the city of London and its traffic is always changing. It's living, it's breathing, it changes with the weather, with events, with construction, with the mood. And so to simply go through all of those streets once or twice or even a dozen times is not to come to a fullness of knowledge. And likewise, neither is finding Jesus in the world outside the doors of the church on that one occasion, or the second, or the third.
In fact, the call to which we are called as followers of the way of Jesus is to consistently and constantly go out and re-engage, so that our experiences of and with the risen Christ turn into a relationship. A relationship that grows and changes and evolves as context evolves and as we evolve. This is the true knowledge. The relationship with God and with Jesus Christ, whom he has sent, that begins for us at our beginning and continues throughout our life. It cannot be looked up, and it cannot be doled out. It cannot be researched, and it cannot be shared in the same way that some list of facts are shared. In this way, our process of developing this knowledge becomes a vital public service. They say if that you find yourself lost in London, you should ask a cabbie. You might need to be prepared to pay for a cab ride to your sought-after destination, but you can always be assured that the face in that black cab knows the 320 routes and the 20,000 different sites that you're looking for. Or better yet, the guidebooks say, flag down one of those knowledge boys or knowledge girls who can be readily identified by the fact that they're riding on a Vespa with an orange jacket. Flag down one of those who is in the process of gaining this knowledge, of experiencing the streets with all of their twists and turns and changes. And they might not even charge you for the privilege. And so on this Ascension Day, my friends, I think that we need to commit ourselves to that same process of gathering knowledge, of going out into the world, whether for the first time or the first time recently, of seeking and exploring and relating to Christ as we find him in the world around us. For who knows when we will encounter some lost soul who is seeking to find their way. And we too can provide a vital public service in helping yet another achieve eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.